Hello and welcome to KCNI Public Affairs. I'm Jeremy Scheip, and today we're talking about a major cultural milestone for Central Nebraska. The Robert Henry Museum and Art Gallery in Cozad is celebrating the grand opening and ribbon cutting of its brand new state-of-the-art gallery on Saturday, August 16th, starting at 10:30 in the morning. Joining me is Peter Osborne, the executive director of the museum, to share more about this exciting event, the legacy of Robert Henry, and what visitors can expect from this expanded space. Peter, first of all, thank you so much for joining me to talk about this exciting event.
Well, we appreciate you doing this for us, because the farther the word gets out, the better that is. And it is certainly an exciting time for us, that's for sure. It's an amazing moment in not only the region's history, but in our museum's history and in our community's history. So it's a big deal for us.
Well, we'll dive a little bit deeper than the event itself, but let's just start with the event and the details on that, if we could, Peter. What can people expect at the ribbon cutting on August 16th? Kind of give us a rundown of what all is going to be going on and maybe some of the times of the things on the schedule.
Sure. So the ribbon cutting is at 10:30, and there will be a number of people who will speak at that, and then there will be an actual ribbon cutting. And then all three of our buildings will be open to the public with guides. So that includes our new gallery, the library and archives, which has an exhibit from Impact Nebraska artists, and then our museum building, which is the boyhood home of Robert Henry. Then he was Robert Cozad. So all three of them will be open. There will be refreshments at the new gallery, and then we'll be open until 5 o'clock that day. So people, if they can't make the 10:30 event, we'll be open right until the end of the day. And we anticipate having maybe several hundred people here, so we expect it to be a busy day.
Great. Sounds exciting. And let's talk first a little bit more about the gallery itself and what is being celebrated with the ribbon cutting. Tell us kind of about the construction of it and maybe about the bones of it, the size of this, and some of the capabilities and features of this new space.
Sure. So we started building in November of 2023. There was a building on the site, an old American Legion building that was in pretty bad shape. And we looked at restoring it or renovating it, and we looked at four different options, and this was the best, was to build a new building. And so that took place over the course of 2022, 2023. And then in November of 2023, we began the process of demolishing that former American Legion building and then began building anew. It's a special kind of building. It's about 5,000 square feet. It is a concrete core building with styrofoam on each side of the concrete walls, concrete floor. And then on the outside of that is a limestone veneer, and that limestone came from Missouri. And it's a beautiful building. It's very classically designed. It was designed by John Lilleman, an architect with the firm of Wilkins over in Kearney, and they did an amazing job designing the building. And then we had any number of contractors here who did a beautiful job putting it all together. It's a very complicated project when you do something like this, but it's very, very beautiful, and it will serve our needs hopefully for a long time to come. My office is here, new office. Our gift shop is now open. And we also have this space for our gallery, and then behind that a reception hall, restrooms, kitchen, and then a storage room and also a utility room. And then the back side of the south side of the building faces onto a very large patio, and we're going to build, I think we're going to put two pergolas back there with tables so that people can have their meals if they want to have it, or bring the lunch or something like that and have it outside. And we're also going to work with a local restaurant to see if perhaps they can't serve meals there and serve liquor there, because many of our visitors come between the time of 11 and 2, and so they're always looking for a place to have a early lunch or a later lunch. So that is, in a nutshell, what's here. And then beyond that is our old gallery that served from 2014 until to the end of May. And then behind that is the boyhood home of Robert Henry. So You could come here and probably spend 3 hours, 4 hours if you wanted to do everything. And the exhibits are designed that you can, you know, if you just want to look at the pictures and leave, you can do that. If you want to read every single label, you can do that. And there's a lot of interactive pieces of the exhibits here at the museum. It's about 5,000 square feet, and it's beautifully lit. There's only windows on the front side, so it was built with the notion that, you know, important and expensive paintings would be hung there and they would not be damaged by sunlight.
Well, I know it's going to be really exciting for you to be on the cusp of having all of this come together. And, you know, it's seeing that ribbon cut, there's a lot of symbolism there, but it's just going to be exciting to have that date on the calendar and having it so quickly approaching. I know we talked briefly before we started having this conversation on the air, but you know, there's a lot of things to check off on your list before you have an event like this. And I know that it, the project itself and then putting together the ribbon cutting, it takes a lot of help. And I'm sure you've got a lot of people, and the list would be long, of people to thank that made this all happen. But you've got to be just thrilled with the people that you've been able to work with, both for the fundraising and the donors, as well as the construction crew and beyond.
Well, you know, this is a project that actually began in the early 1980s. And at that point, a group called the Robert Henri Foundation, which is a predecessor to us, began to make plans about acquiring his boyhood home and then raising some money to renovate it and restore it. And so it opened a couple of years later, and they were able, with volunteers essentially, to renovate and restore most of that building. You know, I always think about it from my perspective being here, and that is that today we have to raise money to do these projects, or perhaps we have the money. In those days, they had nothing. They started with zero, except for this dream of making this a Robert Henri-focused building and complex. And they were older women. They were called then the Cozad Grandmothers. And leading that effort was a woman named Shirley Paulson. And it's Shirley's son, Larry Paulson, and his wife, Tammy, that have donated most of the funding to build this building. And so it's a great family legacy. Every time I walk into all three of our buildings, I kind of take, my mind goes back to Shirley Paulson and what she started here, because I don't think she could have ever imagined that it would become the great place that it has become, or the important place that it's become, because we are now going to be, without a doubt, the National Center for Robert Henri. And there is no other such place in the country. His papers and things that he worked with are all at Yale, at the Beneke Library there. But there's no place in the country that has as much as we have. And the Sheldon Art Museum over in Lincoln, the Joslin Art Museum over in Omaha, and Mona, or the Museum of Nebraska Art in Kearney, all have paintings of his, but they don't have the size of the collection that we have. And just as an aside, I think that Nebraska as a state has more Henri paintings than anywhere else in the world. I know that you're going to say, oh, Peter, that sounds like Nebraska hucksterism, but, you know, we have right now 30-some on view, and then you add those others from those other places, and that's more than they're in New York City, say, for example, or in Denver or in Chicago. So what we have here and what we're going to have is really very, very unique in the country. So,
well, and you kind of answered my next question. I was going to have you talk about Robert Henri's connection not only to Cozad, his boyhood home, but his impact nationally as well, which you certainly did there. I guess just kind of in closing, Peter, for someone who's never visited your location before, what would you say to encourage them to come and experience it, especially during this grand opening celebration?
Well, we're right off of Interstate 80 at exit 222, and we're a mile in from the interstate. So that's the easiest part about it. There's signage that gets you off the ramp and then on to the center of downtown. So it's very easy to find, and it's very accessible, and it is ADA compliant as well. One thing I'd like to reflect on that's much bigger than what we're doing on the 16th, but that is, and most people don't put these together because we're four different institutions in very different places, but four major art museums this year in Nebraska have opened major new facilities, and not just like $100,000. You had the Joslin over in Omaha spent millions and millions of dollars building their new edition, beautiful contemporary art edition. Then you have the MoNA, Museum of Nebraska Art. They just did a $30 million edition over there in Kearney. We've done ours is about $3 million. And then the Bone Creek Ag Art Museum over in David City just spent $7 or $8 million. I don't think that has ever happened in Nebraska before. All four different art museums spending that kind of money here. So I think it's really, really important for those of us not only in the art business, but I think those of us as citizens of this great state as well.
Yes, certainly. Well said. And congratulations to you and all of those other institutions as well. It's great to have a wonderful place for people to visit to take in these works of art. And I guess that kind of leads me into my last and kind of final question here. Let everyone know how they can kind of keep up with what's going on there at the gallery and museum, if you would.
The most current way to do it, and that would keep you the most current, is our Facebook page. It's Robert Henry Museum and Art Gallery on Facebook, and we update it pretty regularly, sometimes twice a week. So if you went to it right now, for example, you can go back 2 years and even farther, but follow the progress of the building as it was being erected. And then we'll certainly have some other photographs of things that are currently, like today is the last day of one of our interns being here, so we'll cover that. But I would say that's the best way. And, of course, our webpage as well, roberthenrymuseum.org. But I would say our Facebook page is probably the most current to keep track of things with.
Okay, great. Well, is there anything I didn't ask about, Peter, you wanted to make sure to let people know about?
No, just that this new exhibit that we have built here for this new gallery is the first time in about 35 years that there's been an exhibit on Robert Henry in Nebraska, and it's one of only four shows that have ever been done on him nationally as well. So it's a very, very significant thing that's happening here, and not only the ribbon-cutting event, but the exhibit as well. So we would encourage everybody to come out and see us.
Great. Well, thank you for your time, Peter, and we'll encourage everyone to attend the ribbon cutting again. That's coming up Saturday the 16th at 10:30 in the morning, and as Peter said, you can take some time and walk around and check everything out as well when it wraps up. Thanks, Peter, for your time.
Thank you for supporting us. We appreciate it.
Certainly.